Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by I Must Garden. All natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow. They are in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm, organic heirloom seedlings available in May. More information, go online to fourwindsfarmy.com. And Juge Clausen is here today from the Phantom Gardener. If you're listening today, Sunday, they are celebrating Earth Day, which is technically tomorrow, but is also just every single day of the year. So get on over to the Phantom, celebrate today. They have the Fritz food truck, and they have buy one, get one free on some perennials. They've got natives. They've got it all. So cruise on over. Get yourself a dianthus or a creeping geranium. It's so much fun to think about gardens. And now they're just sort of popping up. You know, things are happening. I just feel like I need to say deer repellent.
I have that written on my notes because absolutely, let's get ahead of the game. I'm looking at, my oak leaf hydrangea saying, you cannot chance this. Make sure these buds are protected. So that's actually my mission today. Later on, I will be applying deer repellent to a lot of different things.
Yeah, and keep it up, you know.
Got to keep it up. It's true. There are some that last such a long time. It's great. But the thing is, this time of year, there's a lot of new growth happening. And those buggers are so smart. They'll come and just browse the newest growth and munch that off. So you just have to be on top of it. And it's not just deer, unfortunately. It's rabbits and woodchucks and some other little critters like that. So it's just great to be proactive, be on top of it. And, there's so many products out there.
Yeah. Years ago, and I need to make more, I made all these chicken wire cages. They're about 10 inches around. And I got a bunch of garden stakes and I started planting things like my dahlias. When I put those in the ground, in these like little foot high chicken wire cages. And because one year I had the rabbits come through and just eat everything. And that has worked really well for me for the short critters that are out there.
Good idea.
So, you know, they're kind of a pain to make, but you know, I just started off and I had a little assembly line going, you know, I just made one after one till my whole kitchen floor was filled with them. And, you know, I put them on a string when I'm not using them and, those will be coming out.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of work maybe to make them, but you're reusing them year after year. So good for you. You are set up.
Yeah, I think we have to be creative about how we deal with things. I was in a discussion about bears the other day where, you know, there was this uproar about bears. And I was thinking, you know, bear, deer, rabbits, all of those things. They were basically here since the last ice age.
Yeah.
And we've overtaken their territory. But not only have we overtaken their territory, we've planted it with a giant smorgasbord. And it's sort of, I felt like, okay, what did we think was going to happen?
Right.
You know? And so I think it behooves us to come up with solutions instead of outrage.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Oh, So, okay, we talked about dianthus, the creeping geraniums. What else do you just like loving?
Let's see, the peonies, so many peonies are here, tree peonies and beautiful herbaceous ones, and lots of lavender. We've got some really cool little hens and chicks right now, a lot of different types. So some are like a deep cranberry color. There's some that are really nice green. Just really fun shapes, and they're just so juicy and cool.
Okay, peonies.
Peonies.
Peonies. Excellent. When they happen fast.
They happen fast. You gotta be, yeah, you have to appreciate it and be there. But oh my gosh.
And that's another plant that I think if you don't cage them, you're really inviting trouble, not with the deer, but with the weather and with just the sheer heaviness of those flowers is
Right. Yeah,
amazing.
they're massive and they're heavy, and yeah, unfortunately, a heavy rainfall, well, they're just so heavy. They need support. And really you want to be out there now doing that if you haven't already. Do it before the foliage gets any bigger. It's so much easier. And
I have gotten totally lazy and I leave the cages in.
yeah, I mean, in some situations you can, and so why not?
It's
If you have a
just,
good heavy duty one that's not going to get knocked around by, whatever, yeah, make
you
it
can
easy.
just go straighten them up, which is so much easier than trying to go out. I find that that is probably one of the most mind-boggling activities of spring is sorting out your peony coops and getting them in the ground. So anymore, they just stay. There they are,
Yeah.
and it's like, okay, a couple of them fell over, but they're not all like mushed up with each other and
Oh, it's a nightmare. You're giving me flashbacks of a job that I used to garden at. And
oh.
she had so many peonies, and they were so stunning. But it was mayhem the day when we were supporting them. And just, yes, we would try to store them so neatly, but inevitably they get tangled. It's so annoying. So, leave them in the ground.
Leave them in the ground. And if you're buying a peony, buy your hoop at the same time.
Good thinking. Yeah, we sell a really good line. They are a little pricier, but it's Peacock support systems. They're really heavy duty. I think they're absolutely worth the investment. And they're the type of gauge that you really, I think, could leave them out. We have another line too, another kind of heavy duty sort of heirloom looking one. That's another great option. So yeah, buy a peony and get your hoop all at one time.
Yeah, just do it. Instead of buying three peonies, buy two peonies and two hoops. Because boy, they are so tempting when you see them and the colors are just so staggeringly wonderful that it's like, oh, well, I'm going to buy like 10 peonies. And it's, I think if I had to say, limit yourself, I would say limit yourself to four peonies and one tree peony.
Yeah. Okay. I
It's
have
just,
one tree peony. I love it. And I do have, yeah, a handful of other.
and there's a new peony, newish, the one that's a cross between the herbaceous and the
Yeah.
wood.
The Ito?
Yeah, and
Ito.
those are really pretty amazing peonies, too.
Stunning. Stunning. We have some. Sorry, I keep dropping in all these things, but we do. We love the Itos. They are tough and gorgeous.
They are really tough. But peonies in general are really tough.
Oh, absolutely. One of the hardiest plants out there. They amaze me. And bleeding hearts, another one, bleeding hearts.
Yeah, there's some
Tough.
advantages to those too. But wait, before we leave peonies, I just want to say, be careful when you plant your peony. You don't want to plant it too deep.
Right. Good point. Absolutely. As is the case with a lot of things, but you're right, peonies are very sensitive to that. So be mindful.
Yeah, they have a little red thing that doesn't want to be below the
There.
ground.
Yeah.
You know,
That's.
same thing with bearded iris. You know, some of these things we plant too deeply and then wonder what happened, you know. So always check out and see, you know, read the tag. Took me years to learn read the tag, but you know, become a tag reader. Wait a minute, we're gonna have to take a break. And let's see, when we come back, we'll talk about bleeding hearts because they're about to have their moment. Judge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener on Route 9 in Rhinebeck, and they are celebrating Earth Day today and every day. Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com. Calico Nursery, where your landscape is a living investment. Between Kingston and New Paltz on Route 32 in Tilson, KALLECOplantNursery.com.